This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on this Taco Tuesday. Get your feet on the floor. Jumpstart your day with your boys. Joe came in today. That little slide was closed, sealed shut. Joe said, you know what? I'm opening it up for you. He didn't want to hear me.
It's nicer than they think.
Yeah. How about how much of the World Series you watch?
None. I watched the football game.
You watch none? You got a chance to see the Yankees possibly get swept.
I'm enjoying it enough just watching the box scores and the highlights. It's good. I mean, if they get swept,
one game away.
I know. So many friends are going to be unhappy.
I love it. I love it. Absolutely. How'd you spend your Tuesday evenings? I mean, Monday evenings watching football?
Yeah, pretty much. And I had my usual day, just a day running errands, had physical therapy yesterday, made some dinner, then sat down, watched the game last night.
We had basketball practice yesterday. Then I got home and watched baseball. It was that simple.
Yeah.
Sat on the porch, smoked a cigar, ate some chili that my daughter made. And it was real simple. Real simple night.
Yeah, I like simple nights.
Me too. Me too.
I get offended with people like, you never want to go out. I do like going out, but that makes
it. When there's something to go out for.
Yeah, when it's special, if there's something to do, when there's something I really want to do. Not just, I still want to go out and just. I don't know, waste my time and money and just, I enjoy my home. I like being home.
Yeah. You do your home up your way, you spend all this money on the equipment inside and then you're never there.
There's that and the other things you can do that you can't do out anymore anywhere, it seems. Like you mentioned, you had a cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Try finding a place to smoke a cigar now. I mean, you can go to the Humidor or Davidus or whatever, any of these places, but it's not easy anymore.
The Humidor closes early, too.
Huh?
The Humidor closes early.
Do they?
Like six on the
way. I figure that. Yeah.
So, you're right. You can't do what you want to do in a lot of places. Some of these, you can't have a drink there, a glass of wine or whatever.
Join the Elks Lodge.
The Elks Lodge.
I remember.
Nah, man.
Yeah.
Picture me at the Elks Lodge.
I can. I go.
No. I ain't going to Elks Lodge.
Smoke cigars, booze is cheap, food's good.
It's like Flintstones.
Nice people.
Water buffaloes.
I knew I should have said that.
Remember the water buffaloes.
8% of the Elks Lodge demographics are black people.
8%.
Yeah, but that's nationally.
You want me to move to Montana naturally.
That's nationally. This is Baltimore.
Bob's going to be in the next season of Yellowstone.
I have no clue. I don't know one of my friends... My black friends who are members of an Elks Club.
Yeah.
For those of you that are listening, let me know if you are. If you're not, if you are, you didn't tell me. Well, how do you even join? Honestly, no BS. How do you join the Elks Club?
Yes, you have to be nominated by someone who's a member already.
That's where it begins, Joe.
It's got you.
That's where it begins. You have to be nominated by someone who's already a member.
I'm going to get some guy call me right here. I'll get Rob in there. He wants to be in Elks Lodge. I'll get him in there down there in Dundalk.
What I can nominate accent. Him. I can bring him
what
in.
What is that?
Got you, Rob.
He's just... Oh, my God. He just went total Scott Van Pelt on us.
Guys, jeez whiz. All the philanthropic stuff they do, they're great in the community. It's important.
It is?
Yeah, they do really good stuff. They seriously do.
All right. How long have you been a member?
Just a year.
And somebody nominated you?
Yeah. And then you got to vote on
your
stuff.
Will you let me come to the Italian men's thing down in Little Italy next?
Yeah.
No. The needle on the record is scratched.
That's not true.
I would like to go just to a meeting. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bobby in White Marsh says he's an Elks Club member in Essex. What's up, Bobby?
I sure am. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm living a dream, man. Living a dream. Hey, Bob, I just want to tell you, man, it's pretty cool because there's an audio broadcaster that's a member of our Elks Lodge.
Who?
I'm not going to say on the air. What's wrong with you?
Oh. I didn't know it was Secret Squirrel stuff, man. What's this, Illuminati?
You might not want to know. You might not want to be known.
Who does not want you to know you're an Elks Club member? What is it bad about the Elks Club? I mean, if I was an Elks Club member, I'd tell people.
I'm proud of it. I need to do great stuff.
Maybe he don't want to know, Rob, anonymity. Maybe.
What?
If you tell me now, I won't tell anybody else. Just see you and I.
Just text. Text the show.
Hey, Bobby, how long you been in the Elks Club?
Probably about 4 years.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's easy. It's right in the same neighborhood where you're at.
Now, in the Essex Elks Club, what's the age demographic?
It's all different ages, Rob.
It is?
Yeah, they're trying to get younger.
Oh, they're trying to get? Yeah. The age, okay, all right. Well, you know, they're trying to get younger at 53.
That's younger.
There you go. Hey, Bobby, thanks a lot, man.
You're
Joe, you're right. You knew you'd get one, didn't you?
Now, there were some people in their 30s when I got sworn in.
Really?
Yeah. They're getting younger.
That's cool. Now I'm asking you this. Mm-hmm. Can you just show up one day or you got to be invited to show up?
I can take you there.
Which one of you?
Towson.
Towson. I don't know. I might want to go to Bobby in Essex.
Towson has an outdoor patio.
Really?
Smoke cigars. There's a bar there.
And this is like all men, right?
No. There's women in there.
Women in the Elks Club?
Yeah.
I thought the Elks Club was stag.
There's male elks and female elks.
Yeah, female elks? I always thought it was stag. I swear to you, I did. It's not? Now I might be a little interested.
Yeah, in the bar, you see people. It's funny, you'll see people you know. I was just walking out in the bar, and I saw my dental hygienist and her husband, and people like you see outside there, you don't have no idea.
I might want to go just out of curiosity. Just one time as a visitor.
Anytime you want to go.
All right, what days do you go?
Whenever. I mean, they're open at noon. We go during the week anytime, right after work.
Oh, so, like, you can just go. They don't just have meetings.
No.
I thought it was, like, straight, like, water buffalo.
No.
You don't wear the hat, the funny hats?
No.
You don't?
No, just for the secret ceremonies. No. You go in, you get a card, you remember. You go in, you sign in your guests if you want. They have lunch, they have food.
Pay your little dues.
Pay your dues, yeah.
Yeah. World Series recap at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we're talking Ravens. John Harbaugh says that the team will continue to turn over every stone when it comes to fixing the defense. What does that even mean? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Storming the castle with the Big Bad Morning Show.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now, buy two windows from Window Nation and get two free. Plus, zero down and no interest or payments for 2 years. Schedule an estimate now at 866-90-NATION or windownation.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, I mean, it depends what kind of changes are available to us. We're going to continue to turn over every stone with our defense and with every other part of our team, too, you know, to get as good as we can get it during the course of a long season. Ups and downs, challenges, good plays and not good plays. So it's a lot of things we can improve on. We'll do whatever we can do.
I have some more questions about this Elks a little bit later, but John Harbaugh saying they're going to turn over every stone.
Mm.
I don't know. I know what that expression means, Ed, but how do you apply it to this situation? Turning over areas to use more personnel? I mean, what exactly are they doing?
I think he may have the same, and I mean this, they may be as confused as outsiders on this.
Okay.
They can't figure out what is going on because you've got the same personnel essentially, and there's something up with the defense where they don't look like the Ravens defense at all. At all. I mean, it's just, and this is not us saying, this is national now.
Yeah.
This is getting news, you know, play everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, this defense is a sieve, basically. Yeah. It's horrible. And when you say turn over every stone, you're right. That means you're looking for answers.
Yes, yeah. And I'm sure that if I was running the team, I'd have everybody in, all my, you know, certainly all every coach in there to ask what is going on. What do you see? What is happening? What's going wrong here? Why is the middle of the field always open? What is happening here? Why are we dropping passes? I mean, you've been doing the tip drill since you were a child. How can you drop all those passes?
Well, that's not even tipped.
These weren't tipped, I know. Well, usually you do the high point drill right. And then the tip drill. You're back to back when you're a defensive back, linebacker. You try to catch the ball at the high point. The next one's a tip drill. You know, you catch with your hand. They teach you like they teach receivers.
Right.
Catch with your hands, thumb to thumb, hands open. Don't let it hit your body. Yeah.
Here's my issue, though. And I'm going to stick with this. This is that turnover every stone bothers me because if the coaching staff who's watching film all the time, who's with these guys all the time, if they don't have answers, then what the hell is going on? You are closer to these guys than anybody. And in week 8 or after week 8, you're still saying, we're going to watch film and check it out. Wait a minute. I don't have answers yet?
Yeah, like you got to figure this out right quick. As I'd love to say, you know, it's too late to sharpen your sword when the drum beats a battle. Like, we're in it now. Like, what are we doing here? It's midway through the season. Steelers look good.
And I saw someone wrote, this team will not win a Super Bowl with this defense. And it wasn't anybody local that wrote that.
I saw that yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. And I kind of agree with them. I don't trust the defense. No. I have no trust in them whatsoever.
Not now.
I didn't really trust him going into the game. Well, Sunday. I just thought offense was good enough.
Yeah, and then but I know he's maybe the best in the game of what he does. He's one of the best. It's T.J. Watt. But you watch a guy like him last night. Like, jeez, what a difference maker that guy is. You know, the Joey Bosa, Myles Garrett, all these guys. You know, Hutchinson. These guys make a difference. They're disruptive. They create a lot of takeaways. You know, obviously create a lot of sacks. It's just we don't have that right now.
410-583-1057. Laughing at Buddy in Pasadena. Buddy, what does turning over every stone mean to you? I'm sorry.
Means to me? We're looking for a new defensive coordinator. We're turning over every stone. Let's look at Mike Vrabel. Let's look at Wink Martindale. There's guys out there that we've let all the good ones go. When I look around all the teams, I see Mike Zimmer here. And, of course, you see the guy in Kansas City. All these great defense coordinators that have been through here. Saleh got a job. I didn't realize it. I was thinking last night, we should get Saleh. He fixed that defense fast. But I didn't realize he's already working with Detroit, I think it is. But
no, he's working with the Packers. Yeah. Joe, who do you say was with Michigan?
Wink is with Michigan.
My fault. I misunderstood you.
Vrabel
is a coaching and personnel consultant with the Cleveland Browns. So we just saw him.
Yeah.
Coaching and personnel consultant. That only means if somebody wants to hire him as some kind of coach, he can back out. That's all it is. Yeah. He's not on staff as a coach. So if the Ravens approached him, which actually I don't mind that at all.
Not at all.
Mike Vrabel as your defensive coordinator? I don't mind that at all. He cost you. West Baltimore, Shiloh. What's up, Shiloh?
Hey, Rob. Good morning, man. Hey, man. I'm running late for work and everything. Hey, Rob. Let me say this real fast, right? I think the Ravens made a mistake by elevating the Zach Orr, the defense coordinator. A lot of times they try to stay in the house, but sometimes come back to haunt you, man. Hey, Rob, like you say, 8 games in, and you still trying to figure it out? I'm saying, like, if they don't have you figured out, you talking about winning a Super Bowl. We got to make it to the playoffs before we win the Super Bowl.
100%.
We got to get the AFC Championship.
100%, Shiloh.
Hey, Rob, real fast. I'm tired of these stories with Harbaugh. Man, it's getting old. You know when Billy was here, they said the message is getting old. It's getting old with this guy, man. I'm being honest. I'm calling a spade with what it is. It's getting old. He don't want to answer questions. He's getting smart with the reporters and stuff. Like, they want to know. They want answers, man. You know what I'm saying? He got smart with the reporters. Talking about, oh, you ain't going to talk about your family. That's the man's job to ask your question. Just answer the question.
Hey, I agree with you, man. Thanks a lot, Shiloh. But I've always been that way about Harbaugh. I remember when ESPN the magazine was here years ago to interview Ray Rice. When they had the umbrellas for, you know, when you take pictures, the umbrellas that reflect the sun.
And we couldn't sit down.
And they were local. They weren't local. They didn't know the rules. Mm-hmm. So they had the umbrellas propped up. They sat down away from the field.
Yeah.
Harbaugh stops practice, runs over there, and starts yelling at them. Then he turns to the local media and says, you didn't tell these guys? I'm like, oh, dude, chill out. Why are you worried so much about these national guys and what they're doing right now? Pay attention to your team.
Yeah, I remember that.
What are you worried about them sitting down for? These are umbrellas that they brought for work. They didn't bring them for practice to take pictures.
Yeah.
And it's a zillion degrees out here. Everybody's not like me. Everybody doesn't like heat. Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello.
What up, man?
What's up, man?
Hey, look, let me tell y'all something real
quick. Man, you sound real low.
Can you hear me now?
Hello? Say it with your chest. Don't call here selling all mealy mouth.
Nah, man, you know, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know if I'm just tired of the Ravens or the fans. I'm just being real with you, Rob, because it's like when we winning, everything good. You know, when we was on this 5-game winning streak right now, fans, I don't want y'all, at this point, I don't even care if y'all get upset with me, because at the end of the day, I can just say what I want. This is my opinion. Like, I don't go on the field and play, right? But all fans, we cry about everything. Like, it's just sad. Like, let's just be real, right? Only thing we should be crying about is how we going to fix this defense. Every time I turn around, oh, Zach Orton need to go. John Harbaugh, he's just the same. If anybody knows John Harbaugh, that's how he is, man. He don't really, like, they in-house with their stuff. We don't know what's going on, right? I'm pretty sure EDC going to make a move. Oh, my bad. Hey, Rob, shout out my man Harry, too, from ATL. I saw him in Cleveland. He said he always listens to the show. My man Harry from ATL. Forgot to shout him out yesterday. But it's just sad, man. Like, this is my thing, right? It's either y'all going to cheer for the team or y'all not. You got some people, they so happy, then they getting mad because the Chiefs making moves. Like, we're okay. We just got to fix the defense right now. Like, I'm just starting to get a headache over this, man. Like, just get it together. Like, the defense, man. We know the defense trash, but look, as long as them Yankees get swept and don't win the World Series.
Man, Trippy, you might be more random than me. You went from the fans to Harry to the Yankees.
Everything out, man. You know my attention span a little off, man.
That's what I'm learning. Thanks a lot, man. Have a good day. Hey, Ed, about this Elks thing, all right? It says, duly elected and initiated under the authorized ritual.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of ritual?
You see.
Joe, what kind of ritual are we talking about, man?
There's some rumor that it's something to do with a carrot.
This is so wrong.
What? I got two calls about that. They said, tell Rob about the carrot. He's not going to want to join.
The carrot.
Yeah.
Man.
Mess with you.
No. World Series recap at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, John Harbaugh sidestepped the question about Marcus Williams on Monday. Are you starting to get the idea that his benching wasn't related to his play? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Marcus is a heck of a player. I have the utmost confidence in him as a player, as a person, as a pro. He's a great person. He's a hard worker. Plays hard, practices hard, does everything at the highest level. And I anticipate him playing great football for us all season and very soon.
This benching could be anything, Ed, but we've seen Marcus Williams play. Some people have suggested that soundbite may lend to it not being about his play.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was about his play, that'd be justified. It would be justified if it was about his play.
I think that he's in a position where he doesn't want to say, like, he's, you know, he's lost it or doesn't have it anymore or whatever. But there's nothing more justifiable than play on the field. Wouldn't you expect your coaches in any sport?
Yeah.
If someone's not performing up to, you know, their potential or what you need, you got to sit him down.
No, that's – last sound bite was kind of vague, so we're going to do what we're supposed to do. Coach Harbs, do you have any further details?
Marcus is a heck of a player. I have the utmost confidence in him as a player, as a person, as a pro. He's a great person. He's a hard worker, plays hard, practices hard, does everything at the highest level. And I anticipate him playing great football for us all season and very soon.
I mean, yeah, I understand. What are they going to say? You know,
I don't take that to be something other than play. People are suggesting that this could be something other than his play on the field.
Have you
watched Marcus Williams?
We've been talking about it all season. It's like it's not him. This is not the same player we saw with the Saints. It's like it's not that. It's not something off the field. It's on the field play. That's, you know, and it's a problem because safety was probably the strongest position we had. If you look at the position groups before the season started. Other than when they picked up Derrick Henry. But, I mean, the safety tandem was among the best in the NFL, if not the best, you know. Kyle Hamilton's probably the best at his position.
But at the same time, and this is what I kind of agree with Trippy. When Trippy said they're in-house, mm-hmm. They're not going to tell you too much. Okay, they have 9 games left. Harbaugh doesn't need to say, well, yeah, he sucks. So we take you might get something out of this guy, even if he helps you in 2 more games, 2 critical games. You get whatever you can get out of him. You don't put out in public that he stinks, that he's not productive on the field unless you absolutely have to. I don't mind Harbaugh being vague when it comes to that.
I think he has to be.
You guys want to know everything. You can't know everything. It's just how it is.
It's just the way it goes.
It's not your job to know everything.
It's not. You know, and also you got to consider the position of a coach, Harbaugh or any other coach in the NFL. You've got to make decisions like this, and they're hard decisions. You know, you live with these guys. It's not easy to make management decisions like that. On the other side, you can't lose the players. You can't be viewed as arbitrary. You can't be viewed as, you know, excessively draconian. You got to treat people fairly. And I think once people see someone's not playing well and they get, you know, they hit the bench for a while, mm-hmm. Nobody's bitching. They're all going, yeah, I get it. Like, yeah, about time.
And, you know, if you call them out in public and then go to them and try to coach them up, dude, you lost me. Lost me. I suck. You lost mm-hmm. me. How about just, you know, cut me, make a trade, let me go, let my contract expire, let me play somewhere else. I mean, people are human. I don't remind me how much money they make.
I know.
They're still human beings. And if you want to coach the guy up, you can't call him out and tell people how bad he is publicly.
Yeah,
you can't do that. You still have the job of trying to coach him up, even if it's only for a couple of games that you get something out of him. Those may be two or three games that you need, and you're not getting something from somebody else.
You look at, and I look at guys that don't do that, don't protect their players, are ridiculous. They go over the top with discipline and think they're being hard. Like Joe Judge from the Giants.
Yeah.
He's the third least successful in their history. That's a long history.
Yep.
So to be one of the worst coaches ever, that's him. But if you remember, Joe Judge was like calling out assistant coaches. Yep. He's having them do laps and sprints and calling out the players. Like you're treating them like you're playing high school football. Even before that, like Sandlot. It's ridiculous.
Now, Coach Harbaugh, are you going to tell us what's going on or are you going to keep it in-house?
A lot of things going on all the time, you know. And a lot of it's kind of our business. You know, it kind of belongs in-house. It's between us. And it's not something that we need to tell everybody everything about. I don't think you're telling everybody about your family business. I don't think everybody's asking about everybody's kind of things. There's some things that we can just choose to kind of keep to ourselves. And that's going to be one of them. And, you know, I never get up here and talk about why we put guys up or put guys down. You know, I never have. So probably not going to start doing that now.
Shiloh, you're my dude. You might do. You know that. They've been that way for a decade. But Shiloh called here and said over that soundbite that John Harbaugh is getting smart, meaning being an a-hole to media members. That's not being an a-hole. That, to me, is not akin to the ESPN the magazine thing. That has none. That was if he handled the ESPN magazine like that,
it was very
then I wouldn't even I wouldn't have anything to say about it.
He answered a question
and then explained
politely.
Explained why he's not giving more information.
Yeah,
I don't know. That's not to me. That's I see nothing wrong with that.
He answered a question.
Why are you making me defend John Harbaugh? I see nothing wrong with that response.
No.
He told you he's not going to tell you, and he told you why he's not going to tell you.
Yes.
Don't get upset with him. He answered the question. Hey, listen, you know us. We've never done that before. And would you tell about your family business? No. I mean, that question to me is not being a jerk, Ed. That question to me is making you think about something. Now, this is my family. Would you tell about your family business? Now I walk away thinking, I probably wouldn't. All right, I got you. No. I see nothing wrong with that response.
People just don't want to understand that no is an answer. I want no. Sorry. I can't tell you that. And this is why. And he delivered it in a really very even businesslike tone. Wasn't snarky. Like, what do you want from this guy? Seriously, what do you want from Harbaugh? Like,
I'm okay with that response. That's the response that I expected. Listen, the media member had to ask the question. That's his job.
Absolutely.
He's not a jerk for asking the question.
No,
however, John Harbaugh's not a jerk for not answering the question. That's his job.
Correct.
Let's go to Rhode Island and get Mike. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how we doing?
Doing well. How are you?
We need to do two things right now. The defense is undisciplined. We need to bring somebody in that knows how to use that talent and put Harbaugh on the hot seat. And this guy wants another ring. Go get Bill Belichick as an advisor. If he turns this thing around, great. He's back in the league. And if Harbaugh blows it, you got his replacement in-house already.
Where are you from?
Rhode Island.
There you go. I just heard the accent. I just had to ask.
I said Rhode Island. I'm not hiring Bill Belichick as a consultant. And if I'm John Harbaugh, I got the final say on that. You can't tell me I got to hire Bill Belichick as a consultant. I'm not hiring him as a consultant. If I get fired, I'm getting fired on my own. I'm not letting somebody. Listen, I'm going to tell you about consultants who want jobs. They make you lose yours.
Yeah.
While they report. Because consultants report to the people above you. And they probably want your job. So, especially in this case, Bill Belichick. So, what do you think they're telling the people above you? They ain't making you look good. Screw that.
There's that. And forget this whole thing with Belichick as a consultant. You want to make him a coach? Fine. Head coach, probably. But most consultants, they feel I not look. This is just my opinion, but I've been dealt with it my whole life in this business and policing and all. They kind of have to justify their existence,
yes,
because you pay them a lot of money, so they can't come in and say, you know what, you guys are doing all right, so why would we just pay you $500,000? Like, no,
you got to come with some answers.
Something's got to change.
You got to come with some problems,
yes,
and some solutions for those problems.
Mm-hmm.
And if Bill Belichick is the guy, he's going to tell you all the problems. Well, what do you think the solution is, Bill? I don't know. I think I can come in here and fix this. And the next thing you know, you're out. So yeah. If I'm Harbaugh, I'm not signing off on Bill Belichick being my consultant. You may as well just fire me now and hire him as the coach.
Yeah. I agree. It's like, no.
Let's go to Don in Ellicott City. What's up, Don?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Living the dream. Hey, they brought in Dean Pease. Why wouldn't they bring Ed Reed in and just talk to these defensive backs, bring him on camp, let him show a few things if he's willing to do that? I'm going to hang up and listen to you guys.
I love Ed Reed, but what says that he could fix this?
Yeah, and the other thing is, too, I'm very leery of superstar players as coaches. Like, how was Michael Jordan? How would Ray Lewis be? Could anybody possibly do what Ray Lewis did or live up to that standard? Ed Reed. I just don't think it works with guys like that.
In the NFL, Ed Reed was an assistant defensive backs coach with the Bills in 2016. Mm-hmm. Assistant DB coach. And he was a head coach for a minute at Bethune-Cookman. A minute. Remember, he ended up being upset because the facility stunk.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Kim McCusick joins us at the 8 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere for that. Jeremy Kahn is on his way. You haven't heard Jeremy's voice. He's not off today. But what happened to Jeremy, Ed?
He got Rosanna Danit again. It happened again. He's like Ziggy. You know the cartoon?
Yeah.
Where everything bad happens to him with Charlie Brown?
Yeah.
The football?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm starting to think that's Jeremy. I've never seen someone with such bad luck.
We'll tell you all about it when he gets in. 1 week until the trade deadline, if the Ravens were to target a specific position, where should they focus? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
I think that we definitely will, because that's what Eric does. You know, Eric and his guys do that. I love our roster. I feel like our roster is really good, and I think every one of our guys is going to play really well down the stretch to the best of their ability. I mean, I know we lost the game. It's disappointing. It's tough, and we hate it. We didn't play well enough to win. We didn't make the plays we needed to make. We didn't make the calls we needed to make to win the game. But that doesn't mean I don't love our players. I mean, our players and our coaches, they're great. They're great players, and we're going to play great football.
We don't necessarily need many men, just one that can cover. So we need one that can cover, Ed.
Well, you may need more than one, but I'll take one. Yeah.
Well, I think once you get Wiggins back, you get another guy with him, you put Humphrey in that slot permanently, then all of a sudden you got something. You're working with something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a little it's surprising, to say the least. I'm really surprised that the secondary is this bad.
You want to look at him and say, man, you guys suck.
It's just, I'm just surprised. It's such good personnel. But I know, Humphrey's out and Williams isn't playing well. He's been benched. But, I mean, you got some real talent there. So, I don't know. I don't know. I really don't. I cannot for the life of me figure this out. It just, it defies, it's counterintuitive, put it that way. You look at the roster, you see what you have, the same people you've had when you had a dominant defense that had led the league in takeaways, led the league in sacks.
Triple crown.
Yeah, triple crown, right.
And if you could add one position to trade deadline, offense or defense, what would you add?
Pass rusher. Premier pass rusher.
That would take a trade. Hell of a trade.
Hey, you gotta make drastic moves, in my opinion. If you don't do something, really impactful, you're not gonna get much. So yeah, I would say that. Pass rusher.
I would say DB. Give me
which one, cornerback?
Safety.
Safety.
Yeah.
Honey Badger. Well, he's kind of similar to strong safety.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. The Ravens are right now is it's not what you expected them to be right now. It's like, and I know what a lot of listeners say, well, they were all right just a little while ago. You weren't complaining about them. Yeah, each week reveals some deficiencies. Each week does.
Yeah.
And right now, to me, that game against the Cleveland Browns revealed some deficiencies.
Well,
so of course, two starting corners were out too. So
yeah.
Got to add that. Jeremy Kahn, welcome to
Time's Work
Start. Big Bad Morning Show. Why are you late? We didn't tell people why. We're going to let you tell them why.
So driving down the road, something flew under my car. Saw it coming from a... I thought it was like a can or something. Mm-hmm. I saw it at the last second. There's no way to avoid it. And I drove over it, got about, I don't know, maybe a half a mile and start to hear that sound. I'm like, is it caught underneath my car to have a flat tire? Because I didn't know like if something got lodged in there. So as I pull over, of course, the tire blew. So Tony came and helped me out.
Who's Tony?
Tony's with Roadside Assistance.
Okay.
Yeah. He assisted me on the roadside. So, yeah.
Does anybody that you know personally have worse luck than you?
Ed. Yeah. I mean, well, and by the way, I was thinking about this on the way in.
I can't even fight about it.
And Ed can be honest about this. Like, I feel like I tell him more than I tell anyone because he's going through the same stuff. Or he has an idea of what, like, these past couple weeks, man. Severe sleep apnea, diverticulitis, my tire blows. I got to buy two more tires. Yeah, it's just like, it's one thing after another, but just keep smiling.
Constipated. I got shingles. I got pimples. I'm depressed. I got a flat.
At first, we were going to do like we normally do. Mm-hmm. If one of us is late, nobody ever knows about it. But then I thought, well, he kind of put it on the group text with everybody, so... Right. Everybody knows.
I mean,
and then you know, it's later and later. So I said, "Do you want to just make a bit out of it? Because you know how we do.
I don't care.
People don't know. You guys don't know when we're a little late.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know because we will cover like a son of a gun.
Yeah,
but you know.
But the other part of this too is like, I mean, I try. I don't lie, so like I tell the truth about everything that's going on, no matter how embarrassing it can be. Yeah. Well, I tell the truth even when I lie. It's one of my favorite Scarface lines. But no, like this was something I was talking to Kramer as I was walking in from Mix 106.5 and I said, yeah, there's two things that I've never done that I'm pretty sure I could do one of them. The other one, every time I try it, it blows up in my face and it's change a tire and tie a tie. Those are two things that I
really,
every time I tried to tie a tie, my wife showed me, she was looking at YouTube and I'm like, it's back. I can't do it. It frustrates me.
My aunt told me how to tie a tie when I was like six or something.
Good for you. Your aunt didn't teach me.
She wouldn't have. She wouldn't have.
And the problem is, my dad was trying to teach me, but the only knot that he does is a double Windsor, and it has to be a double Windsor.
That's me.
And I'm going,
what? It has to be a double Windsor.
What about you?
I use a four in hand.
A what?
Four in hand.
Is it somebody helps you? What do you have, a servant?
It's a traditional thin knot with a dimple.
Oh, okay.
The Windsor is the thick one, the big V.
Yeah. Well, what's the double?
I've never heard of a double.
It's even more
thick. How do you have enough tie for a double?
I don't think it's really a double. It's just
a Windsor.
They call it a double because you make two loops. But that's just a Windsor.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I have to do a Windsor.
And it's funny because people
you can put a dimple in a Windsor.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's funny because like people bust my balls about it all the time, and I just don't care. Like all my ties are tied in the closet. Pre-tied.
Why don't you shop at a police department? They have clip-ons.
I had so that once.
Strangled.
But that's when I was embarrassed when somebody grabbed it and says, what is this? And it popped off and I went, it's a clip-on. Just like Tommy Boy.
World of Stupid at 7:15, but on the other side.
I got to get ready.
The Dodgers. Yankees. Yankees on the brink of elimination. It could happen tonight. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.